USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
My relationship is very good with, as you know, Chairman Kim, and I think that it will go on that way. We'll see.
President Trump characterizing the ongoing negotiations with North Korea on denuclearization. This as the president meets with South Korea's president at the White House on Thursday. The president also reminds the entire Korean peninsula.
I want to extend my warmest wishes to the people of South Korea, and I think indirectly I can truly say I want to extend my warmest wishes to Kim Jong-un.
Ohio joins a growing list of states attempting to make abortion illegal after a fetal heartbeat is detected. Republican Governor Mike DeWine signed the bill into law roughly 24 hours after the Ohio General Assembly passed the measure.
The signing of this bill today is consistent with that respect for life.
A fetal heartbeat can be detected as soon as 6 weeks. This is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. The safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
Lawyers for WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange are fighting his extradition request from the United States. WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Kristen Hrafnsson says UK officials must stop the extradition request.
The UK government needs to make a full assurance that a journalist will never be extradited to the United States.
Prosecutors are charging celebrity lawyer Michael Avenatti in a 36-count federal indictment. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
Avenatti's been indicted by a federal grand jury for fraud, perjury, failure to pay taxes, embezzlement, and other financial crimes. The grand jury in Southern Cal believes that the former lawyer for porn star Stormy Daniels and others stole millions of dollars from five clients and used shell companies and bank accounts to try to cover it up. While he insists he's going to be exonerated, some say Avenatti must have seen the charges coming when, after discussing a possible run for the White House early this year, he abruptly announced he wouldn't be running.
USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts? They're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Senate Majority Leader Republican Mitch McConnell is dismissing Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan that was announced on Wednesday. The senator didn't mince words when talking to Fox News about Sanders' plan.
It ought to be called Medicare for None. 180 million Americans would lose the private health insurance they, many of them, have negotiated for at work. Medicare itself, that current recipients have been paying into all these years, would be completely drained by adding all these additional people. If you want to turn America into a socialist country, this is the first step. That coupled, of course, with the Green New Deal. I think what we're seeing here is full socialism on display in the Democratic primaries for president. And even those who are skeptical about it, like Senator Klobuchar, are saying a public option. Well, that's not much different, because if you have a public option, I guarantee you the public option will also drive all the private insurance companies out of business. So look, this is a prescription for turning America into a Western European country.
The son of a sheriff's deputy is under arrest in connection to a string of fires at black churches in Louisiana.
The suspect who was arrested is Holden Matthews, a 21-year-old white male from here in St. Landry Parish.
Louisiana Governor John Del Edwards there speaking. He also says he doesn't understand the suspect's motives.
I don't know what was in his heart, but I can say it cannot be justified or rationalized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.